This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Flying is not as we all know what it used to be. Not much glamour these days, and every inch of seat room or leg room comes with a price. The airlines make a lot of money from these fees, but what if there were a way to take all those costs and move them, say, under the table? As part of our collaboration with the New York Times, it's called A Guide to Buying Just About Anything. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports now on the state of the modern bribe.
I started at the United Airlines ticket counter, offering the agent a $20 bill for a seat upgrade. She refused, acting as though this kind of thing happens all the time. At security, I tried to slip a couple of 20s to the officer manning the TSA pre-check line so I could breeze through without having to take my shoes off. He gave me a look that said, "Nice try." At the gate, I approached the line reserved for premium flyers, asking each person if they would switch seats for cash. One man shook his head, barely looked up from his phone. Another appeared confused. The closest I got to a yes was a couple who did not want to split up for the flight. Otherwise, they said they might have considered it. Once I was on the plane, I tried to switch places with people who had more legroom. No one went for it, which surprised me. I was willing to go as high as $100. So maybe I looked a little suspect to some people. I have a bushy beard, long hair. I could pass for a young Cat Stevens in the right light. So I called up Debbie, a flight attendant who asked not to be identified because she doesn't have permission to talk to the news media. Before working for the airline, she was a social worker at a mental hospital.
I was actually kind of surprised when I became a flight attendant at the general rudeness and lack of caring about other people that I saw in passengers on planes.
Now she's used to it. She wasn't surprised that no one would sell their seat. She sometimes has trouble getting passengers to switch seats to accommodate families, even when she offers free drinks or food, and the new seat isn't a downgrade. Once, while Debbie was flying off duty, the pilot announced that they needed to make an emergency landing.
The working flight attendants wanted to move me up front so that I could help with an evacuation if it was necessary.
So the crew asked first-class passengers if one of them would give up their seat for her, but none of them were willing to move.
Luckily, we didn't need to evacuate, but, you know, it was interesting just that nobody wanted to move, even when a flight attendant is saying, "This will help save your life."
I also ran my experiment by Tom Bunn, a former airline captain and licensed therapist. He, too, was not surprised by the reactions I got, but for different reasons. For many people, he said, the act of flying is incredibly stressful, not because of long security lines and cramped seats, but because of the psychological act of giving up control, of leaving solid ground.
When a person is actually involved in any decision, it's just difficult because they know that, in a way, it's a roll of the dice.
Settling into an assigned seat, he said, is part of the process of quieting their anxiety.
So for them then to simply say, "I'm going to change seats," then what it could mean is, oh, the passenger in such and such a seat survived and the passenger in such and such a seat didn't. So there's, once again, the roll of the dice, and they don't want to think about it.
For them, my cash offer may have been an unwelcome disruption in their attempt to relax before a stressful experience. I also have my own theory that people may have been afraid that taking my money would have broken a rule and gotten them kicked off the plane. I contacted 6 airlines to ask about their policy regarding passenger-to-passenger transactions. Delta, American, United, and Spirit responded. Delta and American said they did not have any policy that forbids passengers from exchanging seats for money. Spirit only forbids switching to an exit row or to larger front seats, the airline's first-class equivalent. United has a similar policy. You can switch seats, but not cabins. Of all the upgrades I attempted, only one could have landed me in any real trouble: offering cash for access to TSA PreCheck.
Well, that's not how the program works.
Ross Feinstein is TSA's press secretary.
Bribing a federal employee, I believe, is illegal.
It does, however, seem to be legal to buy your way to the front of the TSA line.
The process begins for TSA from where someone checks your ID.
Prior to that point, anyone ahead of you in line is fair game for a cash offer. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.